Congratulations to Marlene from Los Angeles. Just got on the standby boarding list to see Sublime in the Netherlands. Your chance to win is coming up on K-Rock. It is world-famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ. It's Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. I gave up the Red Hot Chili Peppers for Lent, so that continues. No chili peppers between now and 6. Afro Man is my new hero. He was my hero before, but now he's my new hero. We have People Are Dumb on the show today. In What's Up with Florida, somebody gets caught with eggs and drugs of every single kind. It's the most ridiculous story ever. 420 Catch of the Day is our new music feature. And in the 5 o'clock hour, we've got tickets for Netflix as a joke. You can pick either Seth Rogen or Nate Bargatze. So that is coming up, along with continuing to qualify you to see Sublime in the Netherlands. K-Rock, hello.
Hey, what's up, Kevin?
What's happening?
Winning.
Failure.
Half hour from right now, another chance for you to see Sublime in the Netherlands. You qualify coming up in 30 minutes on K-Rock. It's Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. Another chance for you to qualify to see Sublime in the Netherlands coming up in 20 minutes on K-Rock. First, I hope you're not flying soon.
Today, President Trump has sent ICE agents into airports.
What could possibly go wrong?
It's a move to handle record high TSA callouts as the government shutdown enters another week.
Eyewitness News reporter David Gonzalez live at LAX with how this could impact your next flight. David.
Hey, good morning, guys. We are live here at Terminal 1 at LAX Airport. I could tell you that things are running pretty smoothly here.
Perfect. The first report you go to is a reporter that's standing at LAX where everything seems to be moving smoothly.
At least at this terminal right now, we're standing here in front of the TSA line, and this is probably the shortest that we've seen it all morning long.
As a matter of fact, there's no one here. There's no zero flyers, so there's no problems. Back to you.
But a lot of people we spoke to today say that they were arriving extra early just to make sure that if they did encounter longer lines, they were able to make it.
A lot of people here left their houses early and got to the airport early and didn't need to today.
Past security and onto their flights. But I want you guys to take a look at this video as to what people are seeing at some airports in cities like Houston.
Our airport is perfect, but here are some pictures of other airports that aren't doing so well.
Atlanta, New Orleans, and New York City. Hours-long security lines causing delays and frustrating travelers. Starting today, President Trump is set to deploy ICE agents to help understaff security at some airports across the country.
Those guys in ICE are so helpful.
This comes as the Department of Homeland Security says more than 400 TSA officers have quit since the shutdown began.
All right, and others are calling in sick. And what's ICE going to do?
The ICE agents that could be deployed would help with crowd control and manage security lines.
And hassle anyone that's brown.
But some travelers believe anything that helps keep security lines moving should be considered.
I think a lot of people are realizing that something needs to happen, whether it's ICE agents or TSA, as long as they're, you know, I think ICE, for, you know, whether you, however you feel about them, they are probably trained in checking for, you know, people's IDs and things to get on an airplane and travel safely.
Dude, they're not even good checking IDs.
So I'm okay with that. If that helps relieve, you know.
You just faded away there. If that helps, you know.
And lawmakers say that they are working to get TSA agents paid. Back out here live, you can see the line here at Terminal 1 is pretty standard.
Again, where I am, there's nothing to report.
For what is this time of day here at LAX, but we did just get the list of airports that could be impacted with ICE agents.
All good here, but I've got a list of other places where it's not good.
And this is according to ABC News sources, and they include Chicago, Cleveland, Atlanta, Houston, JFK, and...
Nope. Nope. Thought you could sneak it in there while I was answering phones. No Red Hot Chili Peppers for Lent. Let's do this.
Do you have the time?
K-Rock, hello. Who's this?
Lisa.
Lisa, you are caller 20.
No way.
Yep.
Oh, my God. That's so awesome.
You're on the standby boarding list to see Sublime in the Netherlands.
Oh, my God. I hope I win. I'm so excited. Thank you so much.
This is Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. I think we all feel a little bit like this.
It feels like America could really use a win right now.
And that is why I have chosen a new hero, Afro Man. Remember Afro Man, who did Because I Got High?
Rapper Afro Man wins a defamation lawsuit filed by 7 Ohio sheriff's deputies. He's calling it a victory for freedom of speech.
Yeah, we did it, America! Yeah, we did it!
Right on. He was being sued by the police department for using video in his security cameras and making songs about them and putting them up online. And they were suing him.
Basically, back in 2022, local police in Ohio busted down Afro Man's door, rummaged through his clothes, took money from his house, scared his kids, all to look for evidence of crimes that they never ended up charging him with. This particular moment where one of the deputies was searching his kitchen and looked longingly at a lemon pound cake.
He does literally stop, put his gun down a little bit, and look at the lemon pound cake like, I don't know, do I have time to take a piece?
And Afro Man did what Afro Man does.
He released multiple satirical music videos using his own security camera footage of the incident that included images. You're seeing some of that here.
And you're going to hear a song about his mom's lemon pound cake.
Of these officers.
Mama's lemon pound cake. It tastes so nice. It made the sheriff want to put down his gun and cut him a slice.
And that was just the beginning. Afro Man put out a whole series of videos about the cops, addressing specific grievances in songs like, "Will you help me repair my door?" and "Why are you disconnecting my video camera?" as well as songs with more general observations.
Randy Walters is the son of a bitch.
Officer Randy Walters sued Afro Man for saying, what was it again?
Randy Walters, son of a bitch.
Right, right, right. Which again meant Randy Walters had to get up on the witness stand and answer the question, are you a son of a bitch?
And when they call you a son of a bitch, that would be an opinion?
I'd assume that would be an opinion.
Okay. Because there's no way we can prove whether you're a son of a bitch or not.
Yeah, she's been dead for years.
He reacted with, no, she's been dead for years, talking about his mom.
I'm sorry about your mom.
Whoa, 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 whoa. No one mentioned your mom. This is generally the big challenge with the defamation lawsuit, because to win, you have to argue that a reasonable person would believe that Afro Man's claims were facts and not just jokes. And that's especially awkward because Afro Man also said he slept with Randy's wife. Or, oh wait, no, I'm sorry. How did he put it?
That's why I f***ed his wife and got too rich.
Yes, thank you. Okay, so, now poor Randy Walters had to argue that a reasonable person might believe that, which led to perhaps my favorite moment of the trial.
This is unbelievable. He's on the stand, on the witness stand, under oath, and he's got to explain that somebody might think that this was real.
So you're claiming that is the defamation statement, is that he said he had sex with your wife?
Yes.
Okay. And that's painted you in a false light?
It's caused tremendous pain in my life that my wife is cheating on me with Mr. Foreman.
But we all know that's not true, correct?
I don't know.
The officer tries to claim he doesn't know if his wife was having an affair with Afro Man, who I think ran for president in 2024. I think there's another run in him. K-Rock Mile High Club destination number 10 has been announced. It's Sublime in the Netherlands. Another chance for you to qualify coming up in about 20 minutes on K-Rock.
From the Gators out in Tampa to the weirdos in Dade County, wise a man on bath salts wrestling a tree. He proposed to an alligator, then he stole a pink Corolla. What the? It's Kevin Reinders. What's up with Florida?
The story comes out of Beverly Beach, Florida. A Florida man was arrested after allegedly being caught with a stash of illegal drugs and a trove of unhatched sea turtle eggs, all while violating a court-ordered non-contact directive. The Flagler County Sheriff's Office said that on Sunday morning, they were patrolling North Ocean Shore Boulevard, and a deputy spotted a white van parked in front of a home. And he remembered, oh, that white van was part of another case in front of that home. And he has a restraining order to stay 500 feet away from that house. So the van shouldn't be there. So an officer pulled behind the white van to see what was going on. And he saw the owner of the van, named Wesley Winters, asleep inside the van, which was closer than his 500-foot restraining order. When the officer woke him up, the deputy noticed several unusual objects in the van, sand-covered orbs that were later discovered as sea turtle eggs. Getting closer to the car to get a better look, the officer discovered a marijuana bowl that he kicked on the ground right near the driver's door. And they asked the driver about it, and he said, "I have no idea where that came from or whose that is." He went on to say,
I don't understand. That's ridiculous.
So the officer said, "Hey, do you mind if we search the van?" And the driver said, "Yeah, go ahead. You won't find anything." A further search of the van revealed a gaggle of illegal substances. Is it a gaggle? Including meth, fentanyl, marijuana, and Xanax. All of them found inside the van. Winters now faces several charges, including possession of fentanyl, methamphetamine, Xanax, marijuana, drug paraphernalia, as well as violating the no contact order. And there were felony charges related to the possession and disturbance of marine turtle eggs. When asked for a comment, the man said,
"Oh yeah, a lot of crazy went on last night."
Got another chance for you to qualify to see Sublime in the Netherlands right after I play Pearl Jam on K-Rock. K-Rock, hello, who's this?
Denise,
you are caller 20. You win.
Woo! Yay! Awesome.
Well done. We're doing a drawing on Monday for somebody to see Sublime in the Netherlands, and your name is in that drawing.
Cool. Awesome. Thank you so much.
Let's go, Denise.
Yay!
Megan Holliday is here today with three things at four.
Three things at four.
Number one, a 31-year-old Florida woman is facing criminal charges after authorities say she deliberately urinated on furniture and household items inside of two separate Airbnb rental properties while making adult content. Here's the story.
Wow, that is so ugly.
An arrest report says Keo urinated on various pieces of furniture around the homes.
There's a list of items, including a television, a record player, a coffee pot, some bedding, some carpeting, I believe, or a rug.
And more.
Yeah, we've seen damage to Airbnbs and hotel rooms before, but nothing like this.
According to court records, Keo filmed herself urinating on the items and uploaded the videos to an adult content website. The Airbnb host told deputies every soiled item must now be replaced. Airbnb sent us a statement regarding the incident, reading in part, "This kind of behavior has no place on Airbnb. We've removed the guests from our platform and are continuing to assist the host with their reimbursement request through our air cover damage protection for hosts." Airbnb's terms of service explicitly state that homes are not to be used for sex work or commercial purposes. An arrest report says Keo, you're...
Or for pee.
Yeah, exactly. And I've never seen a bigger smile on someone's face in a mugshot in my entire life. She
really?
Seemed really proud of herself that she could pee that much. Number two, a South Carolina inmate managed to make his situation worse during a bond hearing after allegedly trying to pay his $250 bond with three fake $100 bills and then reportedly told the judge to keep the change. The judge quickly noticed something was off with the money, including unusual coloring and even Chinese writing on the back of the bills.
What?
A counterfeit detection pen confirmed that they weren't real. Instead of walking free, the man was immediately hit with new forgery charges and sent right back to jail.
Wow.
So not only did he not make bail, but he basically tipped the judge with his evidence. So that's very smart.
Excellent.
Number three, I wasn't here last week, so I didn't get to highlight the story. So if you did, I don't know, but I have to talk about Afro Man.
Yes, you do.
All right. So in 2022, law enforcement in Adams County, Ohio, raided the home of Afro Man. Officers suspected drug possession and kidnapping, but found no evidence and no charges were ever filed. Afro Man wasn't home during the raid, but his wife and their security cameras filmed the entire debacle. He later used that footage in songs and music videos about the incident, including Will You Help Me Repair My Door and Lemon Pound Cake, which soon went viral. Right after that, several deputies sued Afro Man, alleging defamation and unauthorized use of their likeness. Lisa Phillips, one of the deputies who took part in the raid, she broke down in tears when she was in court when there was a music video mocking her called Lick 'em Low Lisa. Another deputy, Sean Cooley, said cops in other areas referred to him as Lemon Pound Cake because of Afro Man's song and the matching video of him in Afro Man's home doing a double take of a lemon pound cake that was sitting on the counter. I have a little clip of that song.
The Adams County Sheriff kicked down my door. Then I heard the glass break. No kidnapping victims, just some lemon pound cake.
That's a hit. That's a smash.
So Afro Man testified last Wednesday wearing an American flag suit and sunglasses, and they said that if they hadn't raided his house, there would be no lawsuit. Ultimately, the jury sided with Afro Man, finding him not liable on any of the 13 claims. And I just feel like this was one of the most iconic and badass moments in history, and this entire album I would highly recommend. I'm Megan Holliday. That was Three Things at Four on K-Rock.
K-Rock's 420.
Catch of the day.
A monster catch of the day.
It's always a good day when Foo Fighters put out a new song. This is called Caught in the Echo. It's from their next album, Your Favorite Toy, which comes out April 24th. It's their first record with their new drummer, Elon Rubin. And they're going to be on tour later this year in the Take Cover Tour 2026. This is Caught in the Echo. It's Foo Fighters, and it's the 420 catch of the day on K-Rock. That is new Foo Fighters called Caught in the Echo from their next album, Your Favorite Toy, which comes out April 24th. And that's the 420 catch of the day on K-Rock. It is K-Rock Mile High Club destination number 10.
We are sending you to see Sublime in the Netherlands, and you can get on the standby boarding list coming up at 5 on K-Rock.
Netflix is a Joke is coming to town.
And we are giving you the opportunity to see either Nate Bargatze or Seth Rogen, and that's going to be the prize all this week for a 5 o'clock phone topic on K-Rock.
Megan was off on Friday.
I was.
She was flying around the world.
All the way to Oakland. And so I was telling you when I get in, I said I had the weirdest experience with an Uber driver from the airport to the hotel. And it was about a 45-minute drive. And it was me and my best friend, Bree. This woman was, she was like a Karen is the best way that I could describe her. And it was so funny because it was like she was like bragging about how successful her business is and how much money she has. But yeah, she's like driving for Uber. And I'm like, whatever, that's fine. Okay, whatever.
Was there anger at you?
Anger
from her?
There wasn't anger at me, but she just really thinks she's better than it. She had that vibe where she's like better than everybody else.
Right.
And she was just talking about how horrible her family was and talking badly about her daughter. And then she was talking about political things and we're not aligned on those levels.
Oh my God. And
you know me, I just was like trying to be as gracious and cool as possible.
As long as you can get away with it.
Yeah. I got away with it as best as I could, or just try to look down at my phone as much, and me and my best friend are just looking at each other like, please get us out of this car.
We'll get out here and get another Uber.
Oh my God, it was horrible.
Yeah, that sounds bad.
It was so bad. Have you ever had like a weird...
I had an Uber ride where, I don't know if it was the suspension or what on the car was broken.
No.
Yeah, but every single bump, and by the way, in Southern California, there's so many bumps.
Oh, yeah.
Every single bump, you just hit.
No.
Hit. Like, my tailbone was bruised after that ride. It was like,
scary.
Dude, you might want to get this car looked at.
I think you need some new shocks, dude.
Yeah, something.
Oh, my God. Only you would get in a car that's about to explode.
How dare you? It didn't explode. But that is our topic. Our topic is your worst Uber or cab ride. And by the way, this could also be from Uber drivers and or cab drivers. your worst ride with a customer.
Yeah, absolutely.
So 800-520-1067 is the phone number, your worst Uber or cab ride.
And for the best call, you're going to get to decide if you want to see Nate Bargatze or Seth Rogen, as they're both part of the Netflix as a Joke festival that's coming up.
All right, your worst Uber or cab ride, 800-520-1067. It is K-Rock Mile High Club destination number 10.
We are sending you to see Sublime in the Netherlands. Get on the standby boarding list coming up at 5 on K-Rock.
K-Rock, hello, who's this?
Hi, it's Maria.
Hi, Maria, you are caller 20.
Woo!
You're on the, you're on the standby boarding list to see Sublime in the Netherlands.
Oh, my God, hopefully crossing my fingers for that call.
Megan was in another city over the weekend and got an Uber ride that scared her to death.
It was not great.
It's a sort of weirdo. So we're talking about your worst Uber or cab rides at 800-520-1067.
And for the best call, we're sending you to see Nate Bargatze or Seth Rogen. You get to choose, and they're both part of the Netflix as a Joke festival that's coming up.
K-Rock, hello.
So we took an Uber to go see Nate Bargatze at the Hollywood Bowl the last time Netflix was doing that big show.
Yeah.
And the Uber driver that we had was telling us he was undercover and that he had informants on the corner that could blow things up, and we asked him questions. He's like, I can't disclose any of this to you.
All right, so he's undercover, and he has friends that can blow stuff up, but he can't tell you more?
Sounds legit.
But my sister-in-law got out of the Uber completely traumatized and couldn't even enjoy the show because we thought that we were going to get kidnapped by this guy.
Oh, my God. This guy was 100% on meth.
Completely. And I reported it to Uber. They did not care. They just said, we'll never match you with them again. But
we were left
with, like, PTSD.
K-Rock, hello.
Okay, yeah. So this was after high school. Me and my friends from high school all got together, night out on the town. The girl I liked in high school, I never got with in high school. We all got in the Uber together. Night ride home.
Yes.
Ended up in the same Uber ride with her.
And?
She ended up throwing up on my lap, and that was the end of that. Yeah.
Oh, no.
But wait, forgive me for this, but isn't that a perfect time for you to go, hey, it's no problem.
I just want to make sure you get home safe.
Yeah, start making out with her.
Well, no, I'm not saying make out with her right away. You might need a few steps in between her puke and you're making out.
Help her get cleaned up and then brush her teeth the next day, maybe make out a little bit.
That's a good icebreaker, yeah.
See?
K-Rock, hello.
Well, I'm calling with a terrible Uber story.
Yes, please.
One late night, I was in a 7-Eleven. I was taking a customer. They were there to get in a drink. They came out with two extra people and asked me if I'd be willing to give them a drive after I drop her off. Now, they always tell you this is rule number one, do not ever do this. It's a liability thing.
Wait, they're asking you to drop them off after the person that's your original customer?
Right. They went into 7-Eleven, met a couple of people, I guess maybe they were friends, asked me to give them a ride after their ride was done.
Got it.
So as I start driving, they start whispering to each other. We come to a stop, and in the middle of maybe some song change, I hear, "So you hit him over the head." And then you push him out.
Wait.
And this was, they were literally threatening to carjack me while in my car. So my mom bought me a taser when I started doing this. I guess I left it at home.
Right.
So I make it very evident that I heard them, right?
Right.
So I put my left hand into the little pocket that every door has, and I pretend that I just grabbed something big. So for the entire ride, my hand stays there, and I don't say anything. I make it very obvious that, like, I heard what you said.
Right.
So I end up dropping these two, like, I don't want to say lowlifes because that's just judgmental, but I'm dropping them off in a huge estate in Huntington Beach because they clearly just picked some random, like, place for me to drop them off because they never expected to get that far.
Oh,
interesting.
My God.
Wow.
They apologize. I hear one whispering to the other, "What are we going to do? We don't know what to do here." And he's just like, "Get out, get out."
They're the worst whisperers ever. You heard everything.
Seriously.
Yeah. No, I literally heard everything. I won't even claim I have good hearing. I just think they're really stupid criminals.
K-Rock, hello. Your worst Uber or cab ride.
All right. So this is pandemic days. So me and my aunt, rest in peace, we grabbed an Uber after a night at the bar. We told the driver, I go, you guys, you want to hear a joke? He said, sure. I go, what do you call a lesbian dinosaur? And he was like, I don't know. He said, Lickalotopus. That guy laughed so hard, blew chunks into his mask, and then hit a parked car.
What? He laughed so hard that he
threw up?
That he threw up and he crashed into a parked car.
Exactly. Then he turned around and he said, that was the best joke I ever heard. And then he's like, I gotta call 911.
Yeah, that's not good. That's not what you want.
Worst Uber or cab drivers.
800-520-1067. Your worst Uber or cab ride is the topic at 800-520-1067.
And for the best call, you're going to decide if you want to see Nate Bargatze or Seth Rogen for part of the Netflix is a Joke Festival coming up.
All right, your worst Uber or cab ride.
Yeah, so my wife and I, we traveled a bunch to Europe, and one of the times coming back, we get an Uber. It's probably like midnight, driving down the 405 towards Costa Mesa. And the entire time, the Uber driver is telling us about her bad rides. And she's telling us about times where, you know, this one guy, he wanted out of my car. I wouldn't let him out. So I locked the doors.
What?
And then he accused me of kidnapping him.
Oh.
And we're like, wow, that's pretty weird. And as we're sitting there, there's this car behind us, and they're tailgating. And she is, like, pissed. And so she decides, middle of the night, 405, no lights, that she was going to short break him. So she slams on the brakes. Dead stop on the freeway, and then he's behind her honking, and she's like saying stuff out the window, and then starts driving again, and then does it a subsequent time.
Oh,
and my wife
wow.
and I are like, so I see why that first guy felt like he was kidnapped, because I'm feeling
it.
K-Rock, hello.
Hey, I was driving for Uber a handful of years back, and I got a call, not knowing it at the time. I was taking somebody from a hospital to a sober living facility.
Yep.
And he's not a good way. And he tells me, hey, we need to stop on the way. I got to pick up some clothes before I get there. I'm like, all right, sure. So we get there. He knocks on the door. And 30 seconds after he knocks on the door, a screaming match ensues. And he's being chased out of the house.
Wow.
He hops into the car. And he says, dude, can you just go?
Go, I'm like, go, oh, go, oh, go.
Yes. It's a full-on go, go, go moment. I'm like, you got to be kidding me, right? I was like, fine. We're not far from the place. I'm like, you know what? You're in a bad spot. Let me just get you there, right? 30 seconds after that, we're at a red light. He's got a needle in his arm telling me, oh, I'm diabetic. It's my insulin.
What is going on?
In the car. It's like... So we finally get there, and he's trying to tell us, like, dude, can you drop me, like, anywhere else? I don't think I can do this. Like, bro, I just need you out of my car now at this point. Like,
right.
I had to draw the line in the sand at the needle in the arm.
K-Rock, hello.
All right, so let's see. It was 1999. I just got back from Amsterdam, LaGuardia Airport. My mom had me come back in case Y2K ended the world. It's a long flight, so I'm in the front of this cab with people in the back. I had a Snapple with me, and my Pakistani cab driver also had a peach Snapple. I grabbed the wrong bottle.
No.
I took a big, not even like a drink, like gulps, and it wasn't peach Snapple.
Oh.
It was extremely foul, and I threw up all over the dashboard in the window. The cab driver got pissed, and then he threw up. And he had to pull over to the side of the road, and I looked on the dash of the cab, and there's three little round balls wrapped in a condom, which was the hash that I was smuggling back. And I picked them up and put them in my pocket, and then it was just a disgusting adventure. But I ended up getting the hash out faster than I was going to have to wait 12 hours. It was right there. So as soon as he kicked me out of his cab, I smoked a hash.
Oh, my God. That's a regular guy, Terry, that calls.
Yes.
That guy has lived the life.
Yeah, he did the right thing, too.
Ooh, yeah, he did.
Yeah.
You feel better. When you puke, you smoke hash, you feel better, you know? That's how it goes.
All right, who do we want to win? The guy with the brake check?
Yeah, I think that was pretty crazy. His name is Greg.
Greg, hello.
Hey.
Hey, congratulations. You're our winner.
Woo-woo!
Woo-hoo! What a win.
Netflix is a joke is the name of, what is it, the next month?
Yeah, yeah. It's about a month. And so you can either go see Nate Bargatze at Intuit Dome, or you can go see Seth Rogen at The Greek. So who do you want to see?
Seth at The Greek, for sure.
All right.
Seth at The Greek,
yes,
it is.
Sir.
Congratulations.
Woo. Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you, man.
Awesome.
All right, you might go to the Netherlands, but hear me out. Sublime.
Sublime. All right, get on the standby boarding list coming up at 6 o'clock right now, though. It's one of my favorite songs that we're playing.
James.
Social D, Born to Kill on K-Rock.